Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, with the release of iOS 15 last year, Apple expanded the Apple Wallet application to support storing office keys for the first time, allowing Apple Watch and iPhone users to access buildings by tapping their device to unlock a door. While adoption of this feature has been slow so far, real estate development firm Silverstein Properties has announced that it is now rolling out support for this feature to tenants at the World Trade Center in New York. This feature allows you to add your corporate access badge to Apple Wallet and then use your iPhone and Apple Watch to access locations anywhere your corporate badge is accepted. Silverstein Properties says that its implementation of this feature allows its tenants to access office buildings, different floors of the building, fitness centers, and amenity spaces with just a tap of their iPhone or Apple Watch. The setup process is handled through Silverstein's Inspire application for iPhone, where employees and tenants can add their employee badges to Apple Wallet. One interesting tidbit here is that this implementation of Apple Wallet integration allows Silverstein to easily manage shared office spaces. The company explains that one company could lease an office suite at World Trade Center on Monday and Tuesday, and then another company could lease that same space on Wednesday through Friday. Contactless access to these spaces can then be managed directly through the Wallet application and the Silverstein application on iOS. The capability will launch first at the 7 World Trade Center in New York City, but Silverstein says it will also expand the feature to customers in other New York offices, as well as those in Philadelphia and Los Angeles over the coming months. Apple has a lot of ambitions for the Apple Wallet application, but the success of these initiatives unfortunately relies on adoption by third parties. We've already seen this impact the rollout of digital IDs in Apple Wallet, as well as hotel keys in Apple Wallet, which are currently supported in just 6 different Hyatt hotels. Ideally, all of these features will expand to additional locations sooner rather than later, but in the meantime, the initial launches do at least show us how the features work in the real world. In other news today, the latest data from IDC shows that iPad shipments fell by 1.6 million units in the holiday quarter. But nonetheless, Apple still increased both its market share and its lead over Samsung. The report shows that Apple shipped 17.5 million iPads in the fourth quarter of 2021, down from 19.1 million in the same quarter of 2022, for a total decline of 8.6%. The tablet market as a whole declined by 11.9%, and competitors including Samsung and Lenovo saw far bigger decreases in their own shipments than Apple. Shipments of Samsung tablets fell by 22%, while Lenovo shipments fell by 25%. IDC speculates that a lot of people bought tablets during the earlier stages of the pandemic, and sales are now beginning to return to a more normal level. But analysts say that shipments in the near future will still remain above pre-pandemic levels, because virtual learning, remote work, and media consumption remain priorities for customers. Apple still holds a 38% share of the tablet market, compared to Samsung at 16%. And with that in mind, it's also important to remember that Apple itself acknowledged a downfall in iPad sales, but said that much of this could be attributed to supply shortages caused by the ongoing chip production issues, not necessarily a decrease in demand. Running out today, Apple last week released the first beta of iOS 15.4, and the beta comes with multiple new features, but also some hints at welcome changes coming to Safari. According to evidence inside iOS 15.4, Apple is finally working to enable push notifications for web applications on iOS, as well as support for a web virtual reality API for AR and VR headsets. While Safari on macOS lets websites provide alerts to users when the web page is in the background or even when the app is closed, Apple has never enabled the same feature on iOS. iOS 15.4, however, adds new built-in web notifications and push API toggles to to the list of experimental features for WebKit within the Safari settings. Neither of these options are functioning in Beta 1, but this is a strong indication that it's something Apple will enable in the future, allowing websites and web applications to send push notifications on iOS. These enhancements will certainly make the experience of using web apps on iPhone and iPad a bit better, and it could help Apple's argument that those developers who don't want to use the App Store can get similar experiences by using web applications in Safari. iOS 15.4 also includes support for universal custom icons, so a developer no longer needs to add specific code to provide a web app icon for iOS devices. This will make it easier and more seamless to add a website application to your iPhone or iPad home screen with an icon that might be similar to what's available in the App Store. And finally, the iOS 15.4 beta includes a new API that provides support for augmented and virtual reality headsets on websites. It's still a bit unclear as to what exactly this will mean, but rumors suggest Apple is working on its first mixed reality headset, and this new API might be related to Apple's new device. iOS 15.4 is expected to be released to everyone sometime this spring, but in the meantime, we expect more details about these under-the-hood changes in iOS 15.4 to emerge. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.